Today's shir in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are still learning Hilchos Nefilas Apayim, the Halachos of Tachanun, and we're at the very top of the Amud Sif Hey. The Mechaber writes, Im Cholo Mila B'Tainis Tzibur, if there is a Bris Mila that is on the same day as a public fast day, then Mispalim Slichos, we do say Slichos, although we see some, especially amongst the Sfaradim, have the custom that they say shortened Slichos, the Omrim Vidui, and we do say the Vidui. However, the Ein Noflin Al Pneim, we don't say Tachnan on that day. And likewise, the Ein Omrim Vahu Rachum. The Mechaber explains here that we do not say Tachnan, and as we'll see in a moment in the Ramah, where the custom is to say Vahu Rachum on a tiny Sibur, even when it's not Monday or Thursday, then we don't say either Tachlin or the Vahu Rachum on a Tanis Tzibur when there is a Bris Mila present. And the Ramah adds over here, we're talking B'Shachris, Afil B'Mokim Shenogul Omer Beloza, even in the place where the custom was to go and say Vahu Rachum on every single Tainis, as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Siv Katan Chavtes, Rotsu Lomar, Denogu Be'ezem Makomus Lomar Vahu Rachum, Behol Tanis Tzibur Af Sheinu Be'ez Vehei, that there were places where the custom was, it's not our custom today, but they would say Vahu Rachum on every single Tanis Tzibur, even if it wasn't on a Monday or Thursday. So the Mechaber, in explaining the Ramah, and explaining the Mechaber, are all saying that if there's a Bris Mila, you don't say this Vahu Rachum on the Tainis Tzibur. Afilu Hochi, Imchol Mila Bo Ein Omrim V'Rachum. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, as I just said. Deir Shifutin number 43 brings down, however, he says, Kel Erech HaPayim, the Ramah does say that the Minig is to say it. Likewise, the Minig is all to say Lam Natzeach on this day. Now let's go back and do Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chav Zayin. He writes, the same din applies here for Bris Mila or Uhadin Choson, brought down the name of the El Yerab and the Magin Giborim, that this same halach applies whether it's a Bris Mila or a Choson present in the Shul on the Tainis Tzibur. Sivkot and Chavches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Mispalim Slichos, we do say Slichos, Shemenichin Mikzos, we do say something, i.e. we don't say Tachlin, but we do say Slichos, Vein Tzorach L'Niach L'Gomre, and we don't have to go and complete the entire Slichos. There, Shufutna number 42 brings down as an explanation of what the Mishnah brings from Ruchaim Kanievsky Shlita, She'ein Omrim Tachnu, Ubezem Ekatsum. When he says that we don't finish it off, it means that we just don't say Tachlin, but we say the full Slichos according to this opinion. However, he brings down from Rav Tukachinsky, Zatzal and the Luach Eretz Yisrael, that the Minig in Yerushalayim was that it even would cut the Slichos down, as I mentioned before. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down that in regards to Avinu Malkeinu, there are those that do say that you should say it, including Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And this is, in fact, the same halacha on a bris that comes out during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva that we do say Avinu Malkeinu. Sif Vav. The Mechaber writes, Nagu shelo lipol apneim betu ba'av. The minig is, and now we're going to list a whole bunch of holidays where the minig is not to go and say Tachnun. So the first one the Mechaber writes is on Tu B'Av, the great holiday of Tu B'Av, which the Gemara says that there weren't as great holidays for the Jewish people as Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, the 15th day of Av, we don't say Tachnun. Likewise, v'lo b'tu b'shvat, on tu b'shvat, the holiday for the Ilanos, v'lo b'rosh chodesh, and as well not on Rosh Chodesh. And here the Mechaber says, v'lo b'mincha shalafanov, which the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed Beis means to say, mashman b'zeh de b'tu b'av, v'tu b'shvat, noflin b'mincha shalafanov. The Mechaber seems to be saying, according to Mishnah Berurah, that it's only on this last thing that the minig is not to say by the mincha in front of it, implying that the Mechaber holds that by Tu B'Av and by Tu B'Shvat, you would say Tachlin in the mincha before those days. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Ein Noagin Kein, he brings us down the name of the Oles Tomid, as well as various other Achronim, that even before Erev Tu B'Av and Erev Tu B'Shvat, we do not say Tachlin. Without this Mishnah Berurah on my own, I would have understood the Mechaber as meaning Lo b'mincha shalafanov as going on Tu B'Av and Tu B'Shvat, but clearly the Mishnah Berurah does not hold like that. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed writes the famous Tei of Tu B'Av, the Begmar Isa Shoy Yom Tov Godol B'Zman HaMikdash. This was a great Yontiv during the Beis HaMikdash time. Therefore, Dirshu number 44 asks, why don't we say Tachlin nowadays? We don't have the same reasoning as applied during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, that this was such a great Yontiv. So Rabinchus Scheinberg Zatzal brings down that this is a special Segula Dika time for Simcha based upon the calendar of the year. But then he adds, more importantly, I think, Shebezeh Shemamshichem HaSimcha Kibizman HaMikdash, that which we continue to have this great day of celebration on Tu B'Av, even though we don't do what they did in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, he says, Mischaskim Onu Be'amuno Be'vias HaMashiach B'Kol Yom Shavo. This helps us to realize and think that Mashiach is going to come any day, and we will have the Tu B'Av that they had during the days of the Beis HaMikdash. And he says, this is a wonderful day to be Machzik Yer Emuna, a very beautiful pshat. Sivkot and Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah explains not on Tu Bishvat. Shu Rosh Hashanah Leilanot, says we all know this is the Rosh Hashanah for the trees. The Noachin Ashkenazim, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Ashkenazim have the minog over here, Lahar Bozoz, Bimini Perosh Leilanot. He brings this down in the name of the Magen Avraham, that Ashkenazim have the custom to go and eat many different types of fruits from trees that day. The issue footnote number 45 brings down that this is also the minog of the Svardim according to the Kaf HaChayim. Mechaber continues, he says, we also don't say Tachlin v'lo b'Chanukah. We don't say Tachlin on Chanukah. V'yesh omrim gam b'mincha shelfonav. And there are also those that don't say on Erev Chanukah to say Tachlin on the mincha right before Chanukah. And the Ramah says, v'chei noagin, this is in fact the custom not to say Tachlin Erev Chanukah as well. Then the Mechaber continues, b'Purim, ein nofla p'neim. We likewise don't say Tachlin on Purim. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed Gimel explains, haynu b'shnei yom. And this is true for both regular Purim, Yudalit, and Shushan Purim, Tezvav. And he says as well, brought down in the name of the Matzis HaShekel and Shagas Ayeh, the Chaim Bepurim Kotun Bishonim Uberetz, in a leap year where we have an Adar Aleph and an Adar Beis, so Adar Aleph, it's called Purim Kotun and Shushan Purim Kotun, we also don't say Tachlin on those days. Ubechol Elu, in Omrim Gam B'Minch Shulafonav, and the Mishbur adds, on all four of these days, both in Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, for Yudalit and Tezvav, we don't say it by the Mincha in front of Yudalit. And likewise, he says, V'chein b'lam and gimel ba'omer. The Mishnah Berurah adds that lag ba'omer, we also don't say tachnun. Novad be'erev Rosh Hashanah u'be'erev Yom Kippurim, omer b'minch shalofneim. He says, the only time that we do say tachnun on the day before a day that we don't say tachnun is on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Erev Yom Kippur, when we don't say tachnun on the Erev Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the day before the Erev Yom Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we do say it by mincha. Dishu, footnote number 46, brings down what happens when we have what's called the Purim Mishulash, when Tes Vav, Shushan Purim, falls out on Shabbos, which can happen to our calendar. So the Kaf HaChayim brings down that in Yerushalayim, they wouldn't say Tachlon on Tes Zayin Adar, on the Sunday, the Purim Mishulash day. And he brings us down the name of the Marie Al-Ghazi as well, and he says, and even in cities that aren't walled cities that don't hold Shushan Purim, he says that the Das of Rishon Zalman she'ein ogim lomar tachlin b'tes zayin odor, that everybody doesn't say it on Tes Zayin. However, the Posek of America, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, writes that the minhag is to say on that Sunday of Purim Mishulash Tes Zayin Ador. And this is brought down in the Shmuas Moshe. V'chein mashmi akaf achayin and me'amihari al-Ghazi. So there are certainly differences of opinion. I think the simple custom across America is that we do say Tachlin on Tez Zayin Ador if it's a Purim Mishulash. The Ramah now adds, which we've already pointed out in the Mishnah Berurah as well, B'lamed Gimel Ba'omer Einoflim, we don't say Tachlin on Lag Ba'omer. And he says, B'Erev Yom Kippur Einoflim V'chein B'Erev Rosh Hashanah Afilu Shachros. He says that on Erev Yom Kippur, we don't go and say Tachlin, and so too on Erev Rosh Hashanah, by Shachros time, we don't say Tachlin. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotin Lamed Dalet writes, U'bishar Erev Yom Tiv Ein Tzorch Lavar, you don't have to explain this to all the other Erev Yom Tovim, as we will see in the next Sif. And that's because Erev Sukkot, Erev Pesach, and Erev Shavuos, all we don't say Tachlin on those days for another reason, as we don't say it for a longer period of time, as we will see momentarily. Now we go to Sif Zayin. The Mechaber writes, U'minog Pashut, it's a very straightforward minhag, Shalo Lipol Al Pneim, that we don't say Tachlin B'chol Chodesh Nisan, during the entire month of Chodesh Nisan, V'lo B'Tisha B'Av, and not on Tisha B'Av, and V'lo Bein Yom Kippur L'Sukkot, and not between the days of Yom Kippur to Sukkot, we don't say Tachlin then. And the Ramah adds, "V'lo mitchilas rosh chodesh Sivan," and not from the beginning of the month of Sivan, ad achar Shavuos, until after Shavuos. And we'll explain all of this a little bit more in detail and discuss exactly what dates we're talking about. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed Hei explains, "U'b'chol elu, and all of these days that we just mentioned, ein omrim tachlun gam b'minch shelofneim. We don't say tachlun and the mincha before each of these days." And then he explains, "V'nei kol elu hasifim hu le'inyan tachlun. This is all in regards to just the din of tachlun. We don't say tachlun on these days. However, lam natzeach mizmor." That we say between Ashwin and Volutzion, we do say Omrim Bechulam, we do say on all of these days, with the one exception, Bovad Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh we don't say it, Chanukah, Purim, Erev Pesach, and Erev Yom Kippur, and Tisha B'Av. Those days we don't say Lam Natzeach. We don't say it on Purim Kotan in a leap year, on Shushan Purim Kotan as well. And as well, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Gan ein omrim oso beveis ha'ovel." We don't say lam natzeach in the house of an ovel as well, where they're davening in a shiva house. Finally, he adds, "O kosu de keler chapayim lam natzeach dinam shava." In general, whenever you don't say lam natzeach, you don't say keler chapayim. Whenever you do say lam natzeach, you do say kel erech chapayim. The issue footnote number 47 explains this in a little bit more detail. And he writes, the reasoning behind all of these days that we don't say Tachnun on them or on the day beforehand. So he brings them from the Prima Godim. Shirosh Chodesh Omrim Bohalo, the Nikra Moed. Rosh Chodesh, we don't say Tachnun, and Erev Rosh Chodesh as well, because it's called a Yontif, it's called a Moed, and therefore, since we say Halal on it, we don't say Tachnun. Chanukah, Levisha Omrim Bohal Shalom, we'd say a full Halal on all 8 days of Chanukah. So it also has the status of being a holiday. We don't say Tachnun on a holiday or an Erev a holiday. Purim, Lefi Sheim Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. It's incongruous to say Tachlun, which is a sad type of a tefillah, on days of great happiness, Mishta V'Simcha. Erev Pesach, Sheri Harehu Kimo Yom Tov, Lefi Shemakrivim Bokon Pesach. Erev Pesach is a more of a status than the other days of Erev Yontif, in being a Yontif, in and of itself, because the Korban Pesach is shechted on Erev Pesach, on Yodalit. Erev Yom Kippur, Shari Osu L'Sanos Bo. You're not allowed to fast on Erev Yom Kippur, so therefore that becomes a day that it's inappropriate to say Tachlun. Tisha B'Av, that's a surprise. One would have thought that it's very appropriate to say Tachlun, a sad thing, on Tisha B'Av. But Tisha B'Av is also called the Moed, Koro Alai Moed in Eicha. And therefore, we don't say Tachlun on Tisha B'Av one day, Yemir Tzashem, soon it will be a Moed. Yadalad and Tesva about the Rishon Purim and Kotan and Shushan Purim Kotan, because these are days also that we are Marba B'Smishta V'Simcha. And finally, the Beis Avel, because the Beis Avel is in some capacity also linked to being a Moed, because the Pasuk says, V'afachti chageichem lo'evel, I will switch around your holidays to becoming Evel. And therefore, in the Beis Avel, we also don't say Tachlun. Likewise, the Dirshu footnote 47 continues and says, on Isruchak, the day after Yontif, the Makor Chaim brings down, as well as the Sidur Yavitz, that we don't say Lam Natseach. And in fact, you'll look in some Sidurim, it'll say the different customs and minhagim as to whether you do or do not say Lam Natseach on Isruchak. And this was the opinion of the Chazon Ish. But interesting why. He says the reason you don't say it is only in Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael, Isruchag is the last day of Yontem Sheni Shel Golias in Chutz Laretz. So since there are many people, Jewish people, that are not saying Tachnun today because it's Yontif, so that's why in Eretz Yisrael on Isruchag they don't say Tachnun. And he says this is in fact brought down in the Luach Eretz Yisrael and is the minhag of Eretz Yisrael, which would imply that the more correct opinion in Chutz Laretz would be to say Lam Natseach on our Isruchag, because there is nobody in Klai Yisrael that is not saying Tachnun on that day. And this is in fact brought down in the Halacha Brua as the correct approach. Mr. Burr, Siv Katan Lamed Vav, explains that we don't say Tachlun from the start of Rosh Chodesh Sivan until the end of Shavuos. The Mr. Burr explains, V'yesh makomos shenoagin shelo lipol kol hashisha yomim sha'achar Shavuos. There are places that not only don't say on Isruchag Tachlun, but they also continue for the entire six-day period of time after Shavuos. The reasoning behind this is, mipnei sha'korbanos shel chag Shavuos hoylem tashlum kol shiva, because they could still bring the korbanos, the olos re'iya, and the shalmi chagiga that were person was obligated to bring Ola L'Regel on Shavuos. If he wasn't able to bring it for whatever the reason on Shavuos itself, he still had a makeup, a Tashlumin period of time for the 6 days afterwards. So therefore, these 6 days, which would have been the time of Yontif for a person bringing those Korbanos, so we don't say Tachlun on those 6 days. The Shari Tshuva brings down from the Shiora Knesset HaGedola, Sheyesh Noagim Ad Yud Gimel, that you don't say Tachlun until Yud Gimel, but Yud Gimel is not in the cloud. The 6 days start from the sixth day of Sivan, and then 6 days after that. So up to and including Yud Beis, but not Yud Gimel. But he says, V'yesh she'ein noflum gam b'Yud Gimel, mishum sveka d'yoma. There are those that say, well, Shavuos in Chutz Laretz is a sveka d'yoma, so it really starts on the seventh day, so the 6 days after that include up to and including Yud Gimel. And he concludes, the Ovid Kemar Ovid, the Ovid Kemar Ovid. The person can follow whichever custom is his custom in his shul. Both are correct. And you should follow whatever the Shliach Tzibur is doing. However, in Eretz Yisrael, where there is no Sveka D'Yoma, you definitely do say Tachlun on Yud Gimel Sivan. Rosh Shlomo Zalman, in footnote, Dirshu footnote number 49, brings down that in Chutz Laretz, when you really never ever brought Korbanos, obviously, so then Chutz Laretz should say Tachlun on Yud Gimel Sivan, because the Yemei Tashlumim are only in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laretz. The Chazon Ish, in fact, did say Tachlun all 6 days, as is brought down in the Orchos Rabbeinu Chazon Ish. The Shari Tshuva in Os Yotes also brings down that in regards to Pesach Sheni, to Be'er, there is a question as to whether you should or should not say Tachlun. He brings different places that have different customs there as well. And then he brings down from the Shiori Knesset HaGedola that their opinion was that they did not say Tachlun after Sukkos all the way up until Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Because number one, the Chodesh was full of holidays. And number two, he brings down from the Seder Yom, because the month started off with affliction, with sadness, and therefore, it's very appropriate that the month should end with happiness. He concludes, however, the minhag is not to stop saying Tachlim during the latter part of the month of Tishrei. However, Mishinoed Kane Shalola Markola Chodesh in Mochum Yodah. You don't have to protest somebody who has the custom that they do not say Tachlim the rest of the month of Tishrei after Sukkot. Dear Shufuta number 50 brings down another reason not to say Tachlin over here from Rav Tukachinsky Zatzal, and he says, because there is a Tashlumen period for Shmini Atzeres. If one couldn't bring the separate korbanos that one had to bring on Shmini Atzeres, so then there's also a Yemei Tashlumen, just like by Shuos, after Shmini Atzeres. The Aruch HaShulchan concludes, and he writes, Ein Minog Zaikor, he said that it is not the most proper Minog to stop saying Tachlin for the rest of the month of Tishrei, and in fact, the Chazon Ish did say Tachlin after Isru Chag for the rest of the month of Tishrei, and that is the custom in many places, but again, the Shari Tshuva says, if your shul has the custom to not say Tachlin, Ein Mochim Biyodah, you don't have to protest. Siv Ches, the Mechaber writes, Ein Odom Choshev, a very important person, a big Talmud Chacham or Rav, should not, Ein Odom Choshev Rashoi, Lipol Al Ponov, a person is not allowed to bend down fully on his face, Keshim Espalol Al HaTzibor, when he's davening for the Tzibor, which the Mishnah Berurah explains, for behalf of the Tzibor. Siv Katan Lamed Ches, Pirush Bifnei HaTzibor, in front of the Tzibor. The Ksifa Le Milsa, it would be a very big embarrassment, Shemaharin, Shein Hogun, Ein Roy Lados, if he bowed down all the way to the floor, as we'll see in a moment. We skipped the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Zayin that talks about this, but it would be a big embarrassment for this Talmud Chacham, this Rav, if his tefillos aren't answered after he went to this length to daven. However, Avol Bebeso, in his own private house, Afil Mispal Al Tzibor, even if he's davening for the Tzibor Mutter, because nobody's going to know that his tefillah isn't answered. Afil Bifnei Tzibor, and even in front of the Tzibor, it's only Dafke Shehu Levado Nofel Aponav. He's the only one falling down all the way on his face, bowing down fully, and the tefillah isn't answered, that would be a pagam against his kavod. They're not called noflamimo because nobody else is bowing down with him. The im kolak called noflamimo. If everybody's bowing down in this fashion, so then azayim, ain chasu sholom nenonim. If they're not probably answered, ain genai kol kach liodom choshev. It's not such a big embarrassment for this Talmud Chacham because the lo odifu miklal hatzibur, because he can't be greater than the entire tzibur. And if the entire tzibur isn't being answered, so it's not a pagam against him for not being answered as well. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed Zayin. He writes, Lipol Aponav. What does that mean? Hainu kishuhu derech kida. This is called kida, which is bowing all the way down. Vafilu below pishut yodayim reglayim. And even if he doesn't have his hands and feet outstretched, it's talking about where his head is going all the way to the floor. Vafilu lo yoshom mitzvah savonim. And even if there isn't a rock floor, stone floor, as we'll read about in tomorrow's Shia. The Bishar Kol Adam Shari, for everybody else, that would be permissible. However, Be'odim Choshev also, for an important person to bow all the way down with his head to the floor and daven in front of the Tzibur in this way would be a busha, as we just pointed out, if he wasn't answered. If he matik tzas al-sida, but if he's leaning a little bit to the side, then even afilo ritz basavonim shori, it would be permissible even if it's on a stone floor, because the ain zen afilo apolim, because that's not called falling all the way on your face. And certainly, v'koshikin afilo sapayim shalonu, our tachnun, which is just shurak katoyas harosh, v'kisui ponim ba'amu, which is just tilting the head a little bit and covering up the face, certainly, bevad shori, that would be permissible for a great Talmud Chacham. It wouldn't be looking askance at him, chas v'shalom, if the tefillah wasn't answered. So let's just finish up the Mechaber over here. So we said that this Adam Choshev shouldn't go bow all the way of his face to the floor when he's davening in front of the Tzibor. Elo im kein hu batuach sheyone ki Yoshua ben Nun. Unless he's certain that his tefillah will be answered, just like Yoshua ben Nun was answered. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a Sivkot and Lamites. Shamal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yoshua as he bowed down, Kum lecha, stand up. Lo mata nofel apanecha. Why have you fallen down on your face? Stand up. Your tefillah has been answered. The Ramah points out over here, Haga, v'chein osu l'cho adum lipol aponav b'pishut yodayim v'raglayim, afilu emein shom evin maskis. The Ramah then points out that a regular person, not only Adam Choshev, even a regular person is not allowed to bow all the way down on his face to the floor with his hands outstretched in front of him, his feet outstretched behind him, even if he's not doing this on an Evan Maskus on a rock floor. That's what the Ramah says right now. And Mitzvah Shem will repeat this halacha tomorrow, and we'll discuss this din of Evan Maskus, a rock floor, a stone floor, and halacha lamais ramifications of this today, because normally we don't bow down all the way, but as many people are aware, we do bow down on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in this way. We'll talk about this tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.